President Donald Trump's private digits have become a hot commodity. The White House is receiving reports about a growing market of people trying to nab them one way or another. The Atlantic's Michael Shearer reported on Saturday, citing two administration officials, that the president's private phone number is involved in suspected horse trading and black market sales among influence brokers. CEOs and crypto investors are reportedly offering money for the number, while journalists are trading the phone numbers of other world leaders, almost like baseball cards. According to the report, Trump's number has been offered for sale to deep-pocketed interests seeking influence. What is unusual about the president is how accessible he is. Journalists often note, with surprise, that they can simply call the president's private line. One of the officials speaking to The Atlantic said, Trump can typically receive 10 calls from the press in just 2 hours on the private line. It is literally call after reporter call, one of the officials said. It is just boom, boom, boom. Many of the numbers in his phone are reportedly not even saved under names. The number is now so widely circulated among the press that White House officials have found themselves Googling independent names they have never heard before. It's out of control, an administration official said. It's like a wrecking ball, on top of CEOs offering money, or crypto bros offering cryptocurrency. The Atlantic noted that they themselves got an offer for the president's number. Shearer wrote, we were recently approached by another journalist, who offered to trade more than 24 cell phone numbers of significant stature for the one number of most significant stature. Pause. We declined. One person we talked with has heard that the going rate for this sort of swap is a one-to-one trade for another major world leader. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly responded to the new report on Trump's phone number and said, President Trump is the most transparent and accessible president in history. The press can't get enough of Trump, and they know it.